Mike Price, WB8VGE, and repair of radios.
And what's the neat part about repairing radios, other than you can buy them real cheap if they're broken?
It's a lot of fun, interesting, mind-challenging, keeps me off the streets at night.
How many do you have to repair? How many have you repaired?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds, probably a couple hundred.
You like new ones or old ones?
The new ones are more computer than radio.
Yes.
The ICOM 7300, other than the PA components, maybe some mechanical switches, something like that, silver components, that's a computer. And I used to do some Apple computer work, and their policy was try this, try that, replace motherboard. So they're going to probably be more computer repair.
What's the life expectancy of all that stuff? There are a lot of things that only last a few years these days.
I would say that a Drake TR-3, which is built in 1962, will still be working when the ICOM 7300 is a doorstop. Because if the microprocessor goes bad, first off, it's like probably a 40,000 pin LSI. Or worse yet, it might be what I call Dragon Ball. It's the bottom of the chip has got 128 little solder balls. And then those have to be precisely mounted to the circuit board and have to have special equipment to do that. Most people don't have that. So it's a case of, well, if it don't work, you have to throw out and buy a new one. The TR-3 is still going to be operating. Kind of scary, isn't it?
It is scary.
Yeah, it is scary. Can you buy all the parts for a TR-3 at Mauser? With a half-watt 10K resistor, still a half-watt 10K resistor. I don't foresee them not making half-watt 10K resistors in their future.
No, they'll probably be around for a long time.
Right. But that MC38 16-bit Axion microprocessor, that might already be discontinued. ICOM 706, you can't buy the finals for it. They're on Itanium. The ICOM Pro series, the LCD displays, you can't buy anymore. And they get lines to them because the transistor rays go bad. And you can't buy them. There's a lot of radios like that that you just sent. They're high-zoot, high-tech parts that you just can't find anymore. And because, like in the case of the Pros with the bad screen, if you buy a used Pro, there's a real good chance it's not in better shape than what you've got. And the Drake TR-3 is still going to be working. Kind of sad, isn't it?
Gold with tubes, right?
Well, no, you know, tubes have to replace. And, you know, when you turn on the Drake TR-3, it drifts. And, you know, you don't really know where you're at. So if your friends tell you, meet me at 2.758.6, you call me, because I don't know where I'm going to be. Because, you know, the calibration of those radios was only good to, like, you know, a couple hundred or a couple of kilohertz. And so, I mean, if you get on air and the guy's got his $16,000 ICOM 7881, and he tells you you're 27 cycles high, he won't talk to you because you're 27 cycles high. I mean, that's a little irritating. Or the guy that you're drifting. You drifted 8 cycles. Okay, does that thing have a RIT? Well, as a matter of fact, it's got 14. Well, turn one of them on, then, and let's follow me down the band. Because this thing is going to drift. That's just the way they were. In 1963, TR-3s drift. Everybody drifted in 1963. And I get a kick out of some of the people who contest, and they can't contest unless they have the, you know, that $18,000 radio. But that being said, what did they do in the days of FT-101s and TR-5 or TR-7s? No. How did they contest? How could you possibly contest if that's inferior radios? Do you really need a $12,000 radio to compete in a contest? I mean, it gets kind of silly.
I think the $12,000 radio is not for that kind of contest. It's for I can spend the money.
Yes, but if you look at the QST reviews, the FT8 991, I think the one I just reviewed, They say it's a nice radio, but don't hook it up to an aggressive antenna because it won't work very well because it can't handle the signals.
Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. So it said it would be nice for portable mobile operations using okay antennas, but if you put it on a directional beam, it's going to overload the receiver. Yeah, ain't that a...
And how much does this sucker cost?
I think that's like $900.
No. Okay.
But if you only have $900 and you bought it, you're probably going to have a blast with it. Make contacts all over the world and not really worry about the third interpoint intercept, how many dB down that is. Turn it on and have fun. That's one of the nice things about the new stuff is you turn them on and they work. You don't have to worry about what you dial up 7258.7 and that's where you're at. But it's also going to make it harder for people like me to fix those things in another 10 years, 5 years down the road, because they're just not going to be repairable.
Limited life.
Yeah, even the Yaesu, like the FT 1000 MP, Yaesu won't work on them. In fact, very few third-party repair people will work on them because they can't get parts.
If you can't get parts, you're stuck.
You're stuck. And you can't make a 128-pin IC. You have to buy it off of NFC. Don't have it. Yaesu FT-767s, the CPUs are going bad in them. And they end up being brain dead. Well, you can buy the processors. Okay, you can buy them by the barrel. It's not that they made a gazillion of them. It's getting the firmware into the processor. Yes, and so Yaesu is certainly not going to give you the keys to the kingdom. So they won't give you the firmware. So you might have processors, but you don't have the firmware.
That doesn't help.
It doesn't help. And like some of the Tentec counters displays in their Corsair 2, same way. It's a 6502 processor. They're failing. Those are 35-year-old devices. And they're, again, you can buy them for like $2 or $3 a piece, but you can't get this firmware out of them. Now, some third-party people, like the FT-107, the FT-225, there's a little guy in Japan who makes a PIC replacement. He actually emulates the microprocessor used to operate the display and put it on a PIC. And so he puts it in a 40-pin header, and you just drop that in where the old chip was, and now you've got your display working again.
Well, that's handy.
That is handy. I bought quite a few of those. They work very well. But when he dies or quits selling them, then you're right back to your doorstop.
Ah. So hang on to your 2B and 2C?
Yeah, there's something, old radios glow in the dark. Well, they say real radios glow in the dark, but, they have a smell to them.
Yes, they do.
They have that hot glass and the dust, and, they do glow in the dark, and they heat the room up, and they are really, really neat to operate. And, in fact, you can get on, say, 40 meters on a Saturday afternoon, and, I'm running a Heathkit SB301-401 combination, and you'll actually have a little bit of a pileup.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because people don't put that kind of stuff on the air anymore. And what are you running? I'm 7300. What about you? I'm 7300. I don't know what about you. I'm 7300. Okay. But when you get somebody on there who's operating a radio that's 50 years old, all of a sudden you got something to talk about. Because most people, young people, have no idea how to dip a plate and heat the grid.
Yes.
It's a lost art. It really is. And hopefully, people like me keep those old boat anchors on.
But you may decide to retire, then I'm stuck.
Well, here's the kicker. I don't fix anybody's stuff but my own.
Oh, okay.
A guy would send a radio on a Monday, he's on the phone Tuesday wondering what's wrong with it, and Wednesday, why didn't you ship it yet? People could be very interesting. So I don't do, I do. I think if Jesus himself asked me to fix it, he'd have to have something I'd want to look at, because it's just John Q. Public and Joe Hamm can be real buttheads when it comes to getting that kind of stuff. I want it fixed, I want it fixed. Now, I can't get a part. I might have to wait a year to find another part pig to pull out that VCO assembly, because I can't fix it. The chips are not there, this part's not there. And, I need that fixed. Well, I don't know what to tell you, because I can't fix it. I can't get the parts. What a problem.
Well, you were quite popular as a speaker here because people have old stuff or wondered, how they can get things repaired or what to look for if they're going to buy used.
Yeah. Well, there's some really good used radios out there. It depends on what you want. If you don't mind dipping the plate and peeking the grid, the TS-520s, those things are just built like tanks. They'll last forever. A little bit of maintenance here and there. I don't have three tubes in them. The Yaesu FT-101 series, they're again just great radios. The Tentec Omni series, A, B, C's, and D's. Oh, they're fantastic radios. Easy to repair. You can buy them for two to $350, depending on the condition and stuff. They're great radios. You'd have a ball of those things. Triton 4s. They're neat too. I don't have any Elcraft stuff, so I can't comment about that. But the Yaesu the Yaesu FT-707 is a nice little compact radio. I like that ICOM 701. Oh, I'd never let anybody buy one of those. And the 7, I guess the 720 still uses that screwed up band switching thing. You ought to hear it.
Okay, well, thanks for the interview.
No problem.